City Council voted 13-0 to approve the proposed Hollywood Millennium Project. The only non-dissenter wasn't there, Tom LaBonche. I presume he would have voted against it had he been there. He was the only one in City Council who seemed to oppose the project. We had spoken to Robert Silverstein, an environmental attorney who opposes the project, before the vote, and we promised to talk to him after the vote. Mr. Silverstein, things didn't go so well.
Well, things didn't go so well for democracy in Los Angeles yesterday, that's for sure.
Interesting. The vote was 13-0. Did you expect it to be not a single vote on your side?
All I can say is that I am not shocked. We're mm-hmm. disgusted, but I'm not shocked. This is unfortunately the nature of the beast for L.A. City Council. There's a complete disdain for the public and support for the developer buddies of the council, really no matter what they propose. And in this case, even proposing something as outrageous as two skyscrapers on top of an earthquake fault.
Now, as you know, this was the district that was represented by Mayor Garcetti, and Mayor Garcetti has already said publicly that he's absolutely going to sign this project. I'm assuming that Garcetti did his due diligence when he was a council person and looked at all the arguments that you're making, that, among other things, it was built on a fault line, and he apparently thought it was okay.
Well, Garcetti accepted more than $10,000 in contributions from the developer, as did New Hollywood Councilman Mitch O'Farrell. So I think they certainly did their due diligence on that front in terms of...
Mr. Silverstein, are you saying he was bought off?
Well, I'm saying the record is clear that they were given tremendous amounts of money, and the Hollywood Millennium developer spent $480,000 in lobbying fees just in the first quarter of 2013. So, you know, the facts speak for themselves.
I'm talking to Robert P. Silverstein. He's an environmental attorney. Website, stopthemillenniumhollywood.com. Robert, tell us what your biggest objection is.
It's actually stopthemillenniumhollywood.org. Larry, just to correct that.
Our
biggest objection is that you have a city council that has run amok, that has no concern for the public or the environment. Here you have the city council ignoring Caltrans, ignoring the state geologist's office, and ignoring hundreds of thousands of its own residents who say that this is a dangerous project, an ill-conceived project, and a project that is fraught with fraud. And you have a city council that simply thinks it's above the law. So it's not only a bad project, but it shows the complete lack of integrity in the Los Angeles City Council process.
You said it was fraught with fraud. Talk to us about that.
Well, I mean, you've got the city here saying, for example, yesterday, New Hollywood Councilman Mitch O'Farrell gave media interviews in which he claimed, quote, there is no evidence of an earthquake fault on the Millennium property. But the LA Times article from yesterday quotes California state geologist John Parrish, California's top geologist, saying that a map drawn by his agency in 2010 showed the Hollywood fault, quote, goes right through the Millennium site. And he, the state's geologist, criticized the seismic reports that the developer and city are relying on, yet the official word from the city is there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm. Robert, I live in Hollywood, and whenever I look at a project going up there, I always wonder, where are people going to park? I know that area, and just looking at it from the outside, I just can't imagine where people are going to park. Where are they going to park?
Larry, you're going to need a helicopter to get in and out of where you live. One of the really grotesque...
That's not in my contract, I assure you. It's not in my contract.
One of the really grotesque things about the planning and the support that now Mayor Garcetti has given to vast numbers of projects is that he has insisted that the projects be underparked, meaning that they be built without adequate parking, because he has a sort of master plan idea that if you don't give people enough parking, you will force them to
walk and ride bicycles and use public transportation and all the green stuff that he likes.
Right, which makes no sense because these are million-dollar condos that are being built, and unfortunately, it's just not realistic. Those types of consumers are not going to be taking the bus or taking our subway system, you know, which doesn't really take you where you need to go generally. So it's a ridiculous theory that he's playing with this experiment, and it's ruining the quality of life for everyone that lives here.
Now, much of what you say, people will argue that is your opinion. Is you know, the definition of congestion is subjective, but either it's being built on a fault or it isn't. And I don't understand how somebody can say it is and somebody can say it is not.
Well, the way that they can say it is not is by having dummied up reports that falsified maps, which we have shown that their experts used dummied up reports with falsified maps, suppressed data from the California Geological Survey, suppressed data, the most authoritative peer-reviewed independent data from USC and from other independent geologists, all of which indicate there's a fault crossing that property. So if you whistle past the graveyard, then you can say anything. And that's what the city of Los Angeles is doing. Unfortunately, they're toying with all of our lives and 3,000 people that would work or live in these buildings if they're actually built.
30 seconds left. Robert, what's your next move?
Well, my client, which is a coalition of more than 40 homeowners groups in Los Angeles, is evaluating its options. We will make a decision about whether to sue in the next 30 days. I can tell you that there is a high likelihood that we will sue. And there are so many problems with this project that I think that the courts, where we will have our first opportunity for a fair hearing, will agree with us. And that is my hope, and that has been my track record in the past in lawsuits against the city of Los Angeles and its former redevelopment agency, where I have won numerous trials for due process violations, for Public Records Act violations, for open meetings law violations, for eminent domain violations. It's like drinking from a fire hose. If you want illegality, deal with the city of Los Angeles and the Los Angeles City Council.
Robert P. Silverstein, environmental attorney, stopthemillenniumhollywood.org. Robert, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Larry.